Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. So hello and welcome to another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. My name is Carrie Fox. I will be your host for today, as always. And today we're going to talk a little bit about magic. So I've, obviously it's been a while since I've done a podcast episode, especially one live. So I just kind of wanted to say that, you know, I personally go through a lot of cycles, and some of them I feel like really outgoing, really energetic, really productive. I like to be around people, all those lovely things. And then I burn out and I have to retreat inward, do a lot of self-reflection and like, don't talk to me, don't touch me. I'm sorry, I'm not going to answer my phone right now. I was definitely in one of those phases, the latter where the retracting phase for the past couple of weeks. We also had end of school and daughter graduated from kindergarten and birthdays and Father's Days and family coming in. And so, you know, just the many things that occurred during the start of summer. So today I'm kind of excited because a lot has happened in the past couple of weeks, and I kind of just wanted to recap. So this episode is definitely going to be very much story time, and I apologize in advance. Obviously, if you've listened to past episodes, you know, I have a tendency to ramble and go off track. And then eventually we'll circle back around to whatever it is we were talking about. But I do anticipate a lot of adjacent turns, detours, if you will, during this conversation. So the middle of June, I was fortunate enough to be able to attend my very first retreat. And it was all related to just kind of embracing magic, embracing your intuition, you know, stepping into your intuition, building upon the skill sets that you have, and really getting confirmation that you are an intuitive. I'm getting some feedback, so I'm gonna take my earbud out, but that you are an intuitive, and that, what's the word I'm looking for? Just like how to walk forward with that. And I realize nobody's talking back to me, so I'm gonna take both my earbuds out. I told you guys, it's been a while since I podcast, I feel like I'm starting all over again. But so it was this beautiful location in Georgia, and in the mountains of Georgia. And it was like nestled in the woods, kind of like off the beaten path. It was really beautiful location, lots of trees, lots of greenery. All right, middle of June, the weather was gorgeous. Like I could not have asked for better weather. I anticipated to be a hot, sweaty mess. And that was not the case. It was actually really beautiful. It was just an all around amazing trip. So it was 4 days total. And as you know, I'm a mother of three. This was my kind of one of my first times really, getting away for that such an extended period of time. Like I've been on overnight trips rarely, but you know, just even to be able to provide myself this space to be surrounded by other intuitives and other like-minded individuals was really empowering for me as a mother to know that, you know, my children are safe with their father. I mean, not that they're not safe, right? But there's all these things you worry about. There's mom guilt that you overcome, you know, are they going to have enough food, enough clothes? Like I went crazy. I did all the laundry to make sure they had like clothes for horseback riding, clothes for play dates, clothes for, you know, whatever it is they could possibly come up with during these 4 days that I was away. they were covered. I made lunches. And, you know, God bless my husband. He puts up with a lot of my anxiety. And that's definitely, it was a spout of anxiety before this trip. I'm not a very good traveler. So that was something I had to overcome as well. Flying is just not super fun for me. But, you know, once I got to the airport and I met a couple of the ladies that were a part of this experience, I was like, I feel like this sounds so cliche, but truly felt like I've known them. Like I worry I'm an introvert and I worry really heavily about like being awkward around people. I can't do small talk. Like, how's the weather? It feels so awkward for me. You know, I want to talk about like galaxies and stars and past lives and magic, right? And so it was amazing to be introduced to all these women who were doing the same thing. They're on the same journey. They're embracing their own unique magic. And that was just freaking amazing. First of all, there were actually quite a few moms on this trip, which was really nice to be able to connect with women who are kind of in the same, on the same journey as you are, and have the same, I don't want to say hurdles because it's not hurdles, but same experiences that you do. Right. So the energy also was very motherly and like very holding space. And, it was just this really beautiful, like safe place. I felt very safe, bringing myself, my authentic self, to this retreat, which is a unique experience for me, I think, because a lot of the times I feel very weird and strange and out of place. And like, I have to wear certain masks in order to fit in. And there are very few individuals in my life that I feel very comfortable with, like being my most authentic self, like my brother and two of my best friends are probably like my small circle where I can just be as weird as I want to be or as weird as I am naturally. So it was just a really cool experience to meet these ladies and just connect so intensely with them right off the bat. So that in itself was like super magical. But then, you know, again, this whole purpose of this retreat was to kind of tap into your intuition, kind of, at least for me, prove to myself that I am an intuitive. And, you know, I've been doing this for many years now, but it feels like I still lack the confidence to show up as myself and feel confident in my abilities and what I do when I connect intuitively to spirit. So, you know, just some of the things that we did was just building our intuitive muscles and playing games. So it was a very playful weekend. We did a lot of games where it's like, guess what I'm thinking of, but, you know, narrowing it down to like, guess what shape I'm thinking of. So it wasn't just completely like picking from the ethers and pulling the thought in. It just was a lot of fun. And everybody there was so amazingly talented in the gifts that they brought, and everybody was so unique in the gifts that they brought, which I also just absolutely love. And one of the most beautiful things that I think came about this, at least for me, and I think for others as well that were there, is everybody's intuition is a little different as far as how you receive messages from spirit, how you receive communications, and your interpretation of those messages is also very unique. So even though one person, you know, maybe got evergreen trees as their hit, but another person got ice skating as their hit, we were both thinking of the season winter. So it also helped me broaden my vocabulary when it comes to messages that are received from spirit and what those messages could mean, which I just absolutely love. It's like learning a new language when you're working with your intuition and you're receiving, whether it's imagery or auditory messages or, you know, touch, whatever sense that you're receiving those messages in, it's just so unique to the individual. And based on our past experiences, I think that, you know, we can learn a lot from each other as well and broaden our intuitive vocabulary. So that was super fun. Lots of games. We did mediumship, which I personally have been generally avoiding. One, you've probably heard me say this before, but I have a hard time differentiating between loved ones who have passed and just spirit in general. You know, whether it's your higher self or your spirit team, your spirit guides, I have a hard time differentiating between where the message is coming from and whom it's coming from. So that was something that I got to practice that past weekend. And I don't know, it just, again, helped me build my confidence. It was a lot of fun. What else did we do? There was channeling involved. That was a brand new experience. I've actually been wanting to channel. And there was this preconceived notion of what channeling is, like this, like, you know, being hops into my body and takes over and I turn into a green goblin, like very much Men in Black, where the alien's like stuffing himself into the, I've shared this before too, but stuffing himself into the human meat suit, right? And like being this awkward human replica, but he's not really human. Like that's very much what I thought channeling was. And that's not the experience at all. I'll share more about that in a minute. But yeah, it was just a lot of playful energy, a lot of like motherly energy, supporting one another as each one of us got to not necessarily like a blockage or a barrier or boundary, but like a fear that would come up where we would have to kind of like work through it. There was just so much space held within the group for that individual to like get through whatever fear or experience was coming up for them that was making them uncomfortable, right? Like it was just really, really allowed me to truly appreciate community and finding individuals with like-minded beliefs and experiences that, you know, I just this huge appreciation for the women, not only who held the retreat, but the women who were there having their own experiences as well. And just realizing that that is something that I want to continue, not only with that in that group of women, but with other group of individuals as well. That's what I want to help facilitate and bring that community together. So that was a really special experience. So, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail because I do want to respect the privacy of all the individuals that were there. So I will share some of my personal experiences, you know, that were close to me that, again, this is just totally going to be story time. But so I have definitely had experiences with spirit in the past, you know, those who have passed with generally visual seeing like shadows and auditory, like hearing my name be called and just hearing voices, you know, noise in general. So I visually, auditorily, never have I yet until that week experienced physical touch with spirit. So that was new. I was lying in bed and, you know, I was definitely, it was probably about 5 o'clock in the morning and, I'm usually an early riser anyway. So I think I was kind of getting into that in-between state where you're still asleep, but you're just starting to wake up and be like a little bit conscious. And I remember I was dreaming, like I was actively dreaming. And then I heard in my room, somebody say, "Hi, mom," like audibly with my ears, my physical ears, not like in my dream. And I was like, "Oh gosh, there's a spirit in the bedroom. Gosh, darn it." Like, you know, just not really, you know, like what, I don't want this experience. Like, this is not really what I'm here for. You can, you know, kindly leave. But the next thing I know, I feel the weight of somebody sitting on the foot of my bed, like physically feel on my body, the bed dip and like somebody touch up against my legs. And I was still dreaming. So I kind of went full on Harry Potter in my dream state. Like my astral body was like Patronum, you know, swaying the Harry Potter wand and like shooting light out. This sounds insane. Shooting light out and just like trying to clear the room of the energy and then physically get myself up. And, you know, after that, I was definitely up for the day. But it was a very unique experience. It was not something that I had experienced historically. So that was new. But again, it was definitely a very visceral experience. It wasn't like in the dream state where you're like, was it real? Was it not real? Like I felt the bed dip. So that was one experience. And then we did, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we did a little bit of mediumship, and those of us who have had past loved ones were able to ask those loved ones to come in, and then the group, you know, we were broken off into groups, and then the group would do some readings. And then you were able as an individual to validate what they were picking up from the past loved one and validating their mediumship skills in that way. And that was so much fun. And like, in, it was beautiful because, you know, the spirit would come in, the past loved one would come in, and then we would ask the same series of questions, but nobody would answer. We would hold our answers. We would write our answers down. And then at the end, we all shared our answers. And just the, again, the way that the messages came through were so unique to each individual, but really illustrated in, you know, how did this person pass? What were they like? What was their characteristics? You know, what kind of family did they have? Were they married? Did they have kids? Just all these different questions that, you know, you could easily answer, you know, a response. So I personally want to share, you know, I asked my dad to come in. My dad passed in 2019, and he has been somebody who has been, you know, I definitely consider him somebody on my spirit team. I can feel him right here. He's like, hey, what's up? So definitely he's somebody who's been on my spirit team and supporting me through this journey, as he did in his waking life. And so I asked him to come in and, asked everybody to, you know, read him. And if you knew him, this makes a lot of sense, but basically he walks in with a beer in his hand and he's like, all right, let's party. And he was just so excited to like be there with us and just be a part of the fun, because it definitely, the whole thing was just a lot of fun. But one gal immediately, you know, she said, as soon as the energy came in, I heard Frank Sinatra play. And again, if you knew my dad, like that was just wild to me out of all the artists. And she is, she picks up a lot of auditory, you know, her messages from spirit are very auditory. And out of all the artists, out of all the people she could have picked from, you know, that my dad was a huge Frank Sinatra fan. That was just such a beautiful confirmation that she was, you know, connecting with the right spirit. So I just love that so much. And then, you know, was he married? Yes. And just saying beautiful things about his marriage. And then, you know, did he have children? And it was so interesting because, you know, some people got two children, some people got three children. And then one person was like, I keep getting two and three. I don't understand. He had three children. So two from his first marriage, and then, he remarried, and I have a stepsister. So, you know, that's his other daughter. So he has three children total. And I just thought that was so cool. You know, again, there was just a lot of beautiful confirmation about his characteristics and his personality. And he's just such a fun, loving, jovial kind of personality. So it was really cool to bring that in and then, you know, share some really sweet messages for me as well. So I just am so thankful for that experience to be able to sit with individuals who can bring forth this information. It really also just confirms for me how beautiful mediumship is. It's something that I've often found kind of scary and steered away from. But as I'm building on my skill sets, I recognize that it can actually and is a very beautiful gift to be able to possess, to connect people with their past loved ones and share these messages to help comfort them and let them know that their loved ones are still with them and still guiding them and still sending them messages. And I don't know. It was awesome. So hold on, I have to take a sip of coffee. As I'm yapping away. So there was just a lot of that. And for me too, to be able to tap into other people's loved ones and receive some very specific messages to share with individuals and then receive confirmation back on the accuracy of those messages. And I feel like a lot of us there receive that confirmation about how strongly of an intuitive we are. And so that, again, that was just such a beautiful experience. And then the other, you know, the other one that I mentioned earlier was channeling. And I had this, like I said, preconceived notion that channeling was very like this Men in Black, I don't know, something taking over your body and like you lose control. So that's definitely a fear that I have as somebody who has anxiety and depression. Control is something that I use to help me navigate those things. And when I don't have control, I get in a very fear-based place. So I learned also that with channeling, you do not necessarily have to have the entity enter your body. You can receive messages just as you would, you know, with spirit any other time, and you don't necessarily have to have them, you know, in your body. So my purpose was to channel my higher self and to connect more closely with my higher self and receive messages from her, but that's not exactly what happened. So several years ago, and I told you this was going to be a bit of a tangent. So several years ago, I did a meditation where it was like a money meditation where you're kind of like learning to let go of money blocks. But as a part of that process, I met a being called Joy, and I thought she was my higher self, and very playful, very fun. Wings. I was like, what am I, like an angel, or, you know, my higher self's an angel. Like, you know, this was years ago. So I was just still, trying to really comprehend what all of this was. And she just had this beautiful energy about her, very, very happy, playful. I mean, the name Joy, right? Like she embodied joy and this like carefree, you don't need control attitude. Just take life by the horns and just go with it. And for a long time, I thought that that was my higher self that I was connecting to, or this, you know, she was part of my spirit team and during meditations, and I would receive messages from her all the time. Like I still to this day, I'm connecting with her. And so I come to find out Joy is who I am channeling, and this is a new experience for me. So I'm going to try to explain this through using words, but don't think words are going to quite grasp the experience that I had, but I'm going to try really hard. So it felt as if me, Carrie, was set to the side, like my ether spirit part of myself was set to the side of my body so that Joy could come in and use my body to help facilitate conversation, right? Except I wouldn't let go of the control of my body. So she was like nudging me, like, come on, come on, let's go. Like hurting me like animal, like, come on, let's go. But I wasn't having it. So we like shared my body is the best way that I can explain this. It was very much like I was in a meditative state where I was consciously aware of what was going on, but I didn't feel like I had control of my body. And as people were asking questions, I was getting imagery. So my main Claire is clairvoyance. I'm a very visual person. I was getting imagery and it was like, there was a third person there. And I realized now, cause I like to overanalyze everything. I have to like break things apart. I'm a Sagittarius, got to break things down and really understand where everything comes from and put it all back together. So I think my higher self was also there because originally that's who I called in. And I recognize now that my higher self and Joy are two separate beings. Come to find out, Joy is of the Fae. And we were connecting with some fairy energy there. And it was really fun. So she introduced herself as a fairy. It explains the wings now. And, you know, she was just really talking about embodying joy and being playful and not having a plan and going with the flow. And it was interesting because there was a gal next to me that asked a question, and my higher self, which I didn't realize this at the time, I realize this now, my higher self was calling her by a different name. And so Joy, the fairy, was like, that's not, or, you know, was said her name. And then my higher self is like, no, that's not her current name. And so the gal, I'm not going to use her name just to be, you know, keep her privacy. But the gal was like, well, okay, who was I in this life? Cause clearly, you know, we came to determine that this was a version of her in a past life that my higher self knew. Cause we had lived a past life together. And I could see this like beautiful, I don't know, forest almost. And there was this gorgeous, like mine, this cavern full of crystals. And the fairy was receiving information from my higher self. So Joy and my higher self were talking, but she was like, I can't give you information about this past life. The fairy couldn't, because she wasn't there. My higher self was, and I wasn't channeling my higher self. I was channeling the fairy. So like, it was weird because there were two beings having a conversation, but my higher self converses through imagery. And I'm just sitting here in the background, like watching this whole thing happening. It was wild. It was amazing. I was uncomfortable in my own body, which was really interesting. The gal who was facilitating the event, everybody had an opportunity to channel, but she specifically said, Carrie, I think you're going to want to lie down, because I've seen this before where people have physical reactions in their body when they're channeling. And sure enough, I was the only person there who had physical reactions. So my eyes were twitching and I could feel my fingertips like moving and twitching as well. So that was really interesting. I don't really know what that means, but it was a beautiful experience. It was a safe experience where I felt I could explore it further and, you know, helped remove the fear for me. But ever since then, like I've been, I don't know, drowning's not the right word. I'm going down the rabbit hole of the Fae and fairies and folklore. And, it's just really cool. Like I'm loving it so much. And, another interesting thing is, you know, I feel really called to Norse mythology. I feel really connected with Freya, goddess Freya, if you're not familiar, she's like the warrior goddess who, after battle from the fallen soldiers, she selects the souls from those who have passed to determine. She gets first pick of the best warriors, essentially, to bring the Valkyrie, they're called, to bring into her domain. And she's just very like sensual and a sorceress, for lack of a better term, like introduced, not necessarily witchcraft, but magic to Odin and to Asgard and that whole realm. So what I've learned is that supposedly, according to mythology, she is an elf. She is of the Fae. And I think that is just so freaking rad that, you know, I've got this like Fae spirit guide, and then I'm like really drawn to this Fae, not necessarily Fae goddess, but this elven goddess. I don't know. It's just really cool. So one of the other things I had to share this. So I was watching a TikTok with this gal, and she was sharing her altar, and on her altar, she had this crystal candle holder. And I was like, oh my God, I need that. And then this past weekend, my girls and I went to Hobby Lobby, and they had the crystal candle holder. So of course I purchased it. And I'm going to show you guys here because it's just so sparkly, so shiny, rainbow everything. If you are listening to the podcast, you can also join me on Facebook. I go live on Facebook for my podcast episodes, and you can see and hear me and see all the stuff that I'm chatting about and showing. But one of the things during the channeling that was mentioned is that the Fae really like sparkly things. And I didn't realize that. I didn't remember that until I was prepping for this podcast episode and like thinking through all of the things I wanted to share. So apparently I am definitely with this inviting some Fae energy in. So I'm super excited to put that in my office and decorate with that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So also, you know, if you know of any content creators that are channel the Fae or work with the Fae or share information about them, and if you'd like to share that with me, I would be over the moon to learn more about this as I'm diving down this journey. I'm not sure what that means for the content I'm sharing. I do have a feeling that I will be working more with them and sharing their messages with you, and just sharing my experiences as I'm connecting with them and that journey and what that looks like, because it definitely feels that they will be a part of my episodes coming up and a part of the work that I'm doing here. And of course, I have a Fae Oracle deck, which I haven't used in years. I actually was been sitting, you can see my books behind me, it's been sitting on my shelf for years. Like, I got it probably before we moved here. So I've had it for at least 5 years and I've never used it. So now I am like head first into this. And I was like, let me pull a card for the podcast. How fun would that be? We're talking about Fae. Let's pull a card for the podcast. Talk about it. And what's interesting about these cards is that the prior Oracle cards that I've used, it's very much like the imagery. Again, I'm clairvoyant, so I use a lot of the imagery to pull in messages and get meaning behind the imagery. And these cards are not quite like that. They're more, characteristics. Like the being, there is a different being on each of the cards, and that being has a very, very potent personality and brings forth characteristics and messages through their personality and through who you're working with. So it's, think of it more like working with gods and goddesses, where they have a very specific, you know, characteristics or messages that they're sharing. So of course I went to go look for my guidebook, which it's a huge guidebook, and I can't find it. I read that book last night going to bed. I had it in my hands last night reading it in bed. Should be in my bed, right? Like, why is it missing? I have a funny feeling that the fairies have taken my book and misplaced it on purpose so that I would bring forth my own interpretation and my own messaging for you instead of relying on the book. So I may go back and once I can find the book, it's somewhere around here, and share that with you. But actually, okay, so, well, I'll share that first and then I'll go back and share some more about the retreat. But the card that I pulled is Fairies of the Future. And again, if you are live with me, you can see this card here. So there's a lot of like fairies, but sprites here also, elven like looking creatures. I am still learning, trying to get this to focus, not on me, but on the card. And it doesn't want to. Okay. Well, you get the idea. There's lots of fairies on here. So Fairies of the Future is what the card reads. And immediately, you know, obviously without the book, since you can't find it right now, that clearly tells me that we'll be working with fairies in the future. So I think it was just a confirmation of the trajectory of where this podcast is going, of where I am going with my own personal work, and the energy that I'm bringing in as I'm doing more episodes. This very playful, magical, creative energy, which I love. And I'm super excited to share more with you guys as I learn more myself. But speaking of misplacing things, another thing that I learned during this retreat experience was astral traveling. So I am a very, very vivid dreamer. I have often been told that I do my soul work during my dreams, that I'm reliving past lives, that I'm actually like in other timelines, other dimensions, doing like soul work in my dreams. And that was confirmed pretty heavily multiple times this past weekend, where we talked about like, what is astral traveling? What does it mean? And what does it feel like? And I didn't necessarily realize, but this, you know, concept of your soul leaving your body to go like play in the astral realm, your astral body to leave your physical body, and then being like sucked back in. So I don't know if you ever like feel disconnected to your body when you're dreaming, and then like you can't move your body because you're not in it. It's like your body is like dead weight because you're not in it yet. And you have to like get back into your body, and it feels like falling. So sometimes like when you're falling asleep, if you ever, you're like running and you trip, and you can like feel your physical body like jolt, it's because you like fell back into your body. But the other thing that I learned is I like to have fun apparently in my astral realm dream space. And I like to misplace things. So I think there's some fey magic going on here. There's some astral traveling where I'm misplacing things such as my phone. That's pretty much a daily occurrence. Keys, my husband's keys, my wallet, like important things that you would think you would put in the same place over and over and over again. And I've actually questioned myself, do I have ADHD so badly that like, I just can't remember where I place things. Apparently that's not necessarily the case, and there's other things at play here. So that was super fun. Again, it was, you know, a lot of play that weekend. And Heather, thanks for watching. So Heather's with us live. She says, I love your fey energy. Thanks, girl. Appreciate that. Yeah, I anticipate that to be definitely more involved in these upcoming episodes. But today it was really just recapping that retreat experience. And I'm looking at the clock and it's 12:22. That is my number from my guides, which is right, like totally right. Like it can't be 222, right? It's 12:22. And did you guys just see that like light orb there? Did you see that? Was that me? Okay, I'm gonna have to go back and watch that. There was definitely some, anyway. So, and that's not the first time this has happened on this podcast episode. If you've watched the episode with Calista, the unicorn fairy lady, of course, fairies again with the fairies. There were also orbs in my background, but on this side of the screen when she was on, and she called that out, and some of the viewers who were also watching with me could also see them. So that was really cool. Yeah, so I think this episode was really just a recap of that. I apologize for not being, you know, more online. I don't know. I definitely needed to recuperate my energy after that retreat and in the best way, and really kind of do some self-reflection after that. So it took me a while to get back online, but I'm back, I'm here, I'm alive. Yeah. So there was, what else was I going to say? We'll take a sip of coffee. It'll come back. As always, if there are individuals that you would like to see me interview, topics that you would like for me to discuss, or find special guests to help, help us learn together, reach out to me. You can go to my website, soulfulwildflowers.com. Message me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram and TikTok, and feel free to connect with me on those platforms. If you enjoy this podcast, if you've enjoyed listening in, definitely leave a review. Let people know that you enjoy this. Maybe you don't like it and you can leave a review about what you don't like about it. That's cool too, because feedback is, you know, how we get better at what we're doing. So any feedback is always welcome. I do have a coaching spot open. So if you are interested in doing one-on-one coaching with me, generally, if you are somebody who may be an empath or an intuitive and you're just starting out, you want to learn more about your gifts, we can work on that, as well as just, you know, helping to set energetic boundaries as an empath, learning to communicate better, helping you through your relationships as an empath as well. So reach out to me if that's something that you're interested in. And until next time, my friends, thank you so much for joining me. If you have your own faith stories that you want to share, your own stories, definitely reach out and share them. I have a group, Soulful Wildflowers Community, you can share in, or you can reach out to me directly. I love to talk about all things magic and magical. So appreciate you being here, and take care. Have a great weekend. Bye.